dispatch the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Thursday, August 15th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you have a comment to add into the show, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Don't send me any links to stories or videos during the show. Text messages only, unless I ask for specific information for you guys to look up and send to me, then send me a link. This is what you were talking about, and I can click on it, open it, we're good to go. If you're listening to my voice right now and you're in Mount Morenci County, you need to get over to the courthouse. 9 a.m., roughly 8 minutes ago, they started a commissioner's meeting. Special commissioners meeting. Todd Smallenberg, I believe, is there. Mark Cook, an election integrity IT expert, is there. There are numerous people coming to speak at this event. Evidently, we found out yesterday afternoon late that they went ahead and certified the election. Rumors were that both Dana Nessel and Jocelyn Benson were on their way up to Mount Morenci, as well as Alpena. Well, sometime yesterday afternoon, how they did it, whether or not Nessel and Benson showed up or not, but magically the canvassers figured out the mistakes, certified the election there in Mount Morenci. Presque County certified as well. Now we're hearing Alpena may have certified, and Antrim County, our county, certified yesterday afternoon as well. Well, now the 6 days to file a recount is ticking. with these counties having certified, the election law says you have 6 days after certification of the election to file a recount. Are these races close enough to justify a recount? Are there certain precincts that these people will be looking at, questioning the results? Not questioning these based on fraud, just questioning the ballots. Where did they come from? Were these absentee ballots filed, registered with the clerk under names that the clerk even knows? Most township village clerks know everybody in their community. They've seen them on their qualified voter files for years. That's the question. I do need confirmation. What time did Presque Isle County certify their election yesterday? If you know, text it to me. PI and then the time. Alpena, the same thing. Just text me Al, A-L for Alpena, and what time they certified. Emmett, the same thing. But if you're able to get to Atlanta, Michigan right now, to the Mount Morenci Courthouse, you need to get over there. There's going to be people there talking that you need to hear from. And then see what the Board of Commissioners do. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. This segment brought to you by MyPillow.com. We are helping Mike Lindell in his summer sale clean out the inventory in the old warehouse. He's having to build a new warehouse, I believe he said, across the street, close by. Everything in the old warehouse is 50, 60, 70, 80% off, depending on the item. If you spend more than $100, you get free shipping. Folks, you need to take advantage of this summer sale. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get the products. They come with a complete 30-day money-back guarantee. If you don't like them, ship them back. They'll refund every penny. But the way you do it is you go to the website, MyPillow.com, shop away. Purchase the MyPillow 2.0, the new pillows. This outer shell covering is fantastic, much better than the old pillows. Two sets of Giza Dream sheets, couple sets of towels, slippers. Go ahead, put it in the cart, go to checkout. When you go to checkout, you'll see how much it is retail. $400, $500, $600, $700, $800, whatever it is. In the promo code, put Trucker Randy, one word, no space. Then hit apply and see how much savings you get. I'm telling you, folks, this is a great opportunity. We got to help them sell this inventory, clean out the old warehouse. Please do it today. If you're interested, text me MP for my pillow, and I'll send you the link, the promo code Trucker Randy with no space, and the 800 toll-free number if you want to do it over the phone. So just text me MP, and I'll send it to you. Now, one of the things that's interesting, again, we always look at process, that they felt they needed to take the time to come up to Northern Michigan. Now, I just got a report. Press Gill certified the election yesterday at 10 o'clock. So during this show, while we were talking about it, they had already finished it. Didn't get communicated with, so I had no idea to be able to report that live on the radio. Jim McKendall's should have texted me and let me know. I don't know how many times or for how long I have to try to get these people to understand we own a radio station. We can report things live if people communicate with us. We can promote events. But evidently, I guess they have amnesia, whatever's in the water, and people forget about us. Well, we can only do, we can only report, we can only promote what we know about, what we're told. Now, one of the things that's interesting is that tonight is the county conventions. For you progressive liberals out there, if you know Republicans who are active in the local county party, well, they're not going to be home at 7 o'clock tonight. That's all I'm saying. Alarms will be set. Dogs will be left at home. Spouses will be there. But there will be business to be conducted tonight at 7 o'clock. If you got elected to be a precinct delegate, you need to contact your local county chair today, this morning, and find out where you need to be at 7 o'clock. As a precinct delegate, that is your only obligation, is to attend county conventions. So that is very simple. That is very simple to do. Contact your chair or the county clerk, because they know where the county conventions are, because the chairs have to file a notice, send a notice to the county clerks. The county clerks know as well as the county chairs. Find out where it's going to be. Get there at 7 o'clock. Now, if there's anything abnormal or a takeover of any county convention, you need to text it to me tonight. Perhaps even have you on the show tomorrow to talk about it. Anything happens that you guys think is out of the ordinary, a chair for the convention was taken over by some other precinct delegates, this is the type of information we want to talk about on tomorrow's show. So you need to let me know that as soon as possible. Just simply text me. Your county, who was removed to be the chair of the convention, who was the chair of the convention, who's going to Flint, Michigan on August 24th for the state convention. Yes, I said it. Flint, Michigan. They're not doing it in Detroit. They're not doing it in Lansing. They're not doing it in Grand Rapids. Closer to us, a mid-Michigan state convention on Saturday, August 24th. Now, the real, I guess, important races that will be determined at the state convention is going to be for the Supreme Court and then the school boards. Those are the really only contested races going on. We'll see if the top money getters, the people that are able to raise the most money, whether or not they in fact win the nomination at the state convention. This Andrew Fink, F-I-N-K, state representative, he raised the most money in his race. And this William O'Grady, he got the most raised in his race. And one of the interesting things about him, we got a text message, I'm sure maybe many of you did as well, a short little text message blurb about him. And by the way, he is currently a judge, Bill O'Grady. Well, who is he? Judge William Patrick Bill O'Grady is running for Michigan Supreme Court. And it is well documented that he has served Michigan as a state trooper, a prosecutor, and is a conservative rule of law judge. But as part of his life's service to others, he's also served us, the people, in the U.S. Army Reserve. He reached captain status, company and commander leader, first lieutenant, executive officer, U.S. Army. Served in the 333 Infantry Regiment, 2nd Battalion. Honorable discharge, September 2002. He had a secret, top secret clearance while serving in the military. Second lieutenant, signal officer, basic course, Fort Gordon, Georgia, from 1993 all the way through 1993. He also went to the United States Army Airborne School and has been serving as a judge. Judge Bill O'Grady has lived a life of incredible service that has prepared him to keep serving now on the Michigan Supreme Court. He's running for the four-year partial term at the state convention Saturday, August 24th. So if you would like that text message sent to your phone, text me O'Grady. O'Grady, and I'll forward that to you as well. Now, there is an opponent. There's some other people running in these two races for Supreme Court. This one he mentioned is a partial 4-year term. The other one is an 8-year term. So we'll see who basically comes out of the convention as the nominees for the Republicans on Saturday afternoon, August 24th. Michigan State University trustees, U of M regents, and Wayne State University Governor's Board will also be elected, nominated, I should say, at the state convention. So that's basically what you're going to actually be able to vote for on Saturday, August 24th, if you decide you want to go to that state convention in Flint. This would actually be a good one for newbies. People who have never gone to a state convention. This would actually be a pretty good one for you to go to. Learn the process, see how it works. Kind of get the lay of the land to feel, even as an alternate. Maybe you don't have status within your county party to win the votes to be a voting delegate, but you can definitely go as an alternate. Will be worth, I guarantee you, a drive down to Flint to see the process. Now, if you're not able to get elected as a delegate or an alternate, you can always go as a visitor, as a guest. Now, you won't be sitting on the convention floor as the delegates will be. You'll be behind the alternates in what we call the cheap seats. Those are the ones farthest from the stage. But if you've never gone, you definitely should consider doing it. Get to see how all the state of Michigan delegates come together to do a convention. Get to see how people network. That's how I know a lot of people from across the state of Michigan, was going to these state conventions. Previously, we used to do Friday night caucuses for each congressional district, and then there was parties. The candidates would be setting up a reception, if you will, at a local restaurant or bar. Drinks would be on the campaign, finger food, or you can order off the menu yourself, pay for yourself, however you wanted to do it. But that's where people learned to network and get to know each other. I think that's how I met Officer Rick, was a state convention a few years ago, many years ago now. But Dave Ajima, Barb Ajima from Grand Rapids area, Kent County, we had patriots from all over the state of Michigan going to these state conventions, and this is how you get to meet people. And don't be shy. If you get elected to be a delegate, you're on the floor, walk around and introduce yourself. Tell them where you're from. Tell them about the radio station. Tell them about the show. Your defendingfathers.com website. Let them know what you're doing up here in northern Michigan. Hear what they're doing downstate. Get a feel and interaction with people of like minds participating at a state convention. Great opportunity. Absolutely a great opportunity. So again, contact your county chairman. Find out where your county convention is tonight, 7 o'clock. We'll be talking about it on tomorrow's show, updating you and filling you guys in. And one other component to this, if you don't get to go as a voting delegate or an alternate, ask the chair about going as a guest. They can get you registered and get you an ID as a guest visitor. Bottom of the hour news, short break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.